That's a PEAT left. Sorry, ZD. I was going over a dip and didn't hear your full call time, sir.
KUFF to KI7QMB. Sorry about that. I had to shut off the Traverse City frequency. I was getting my return on that. And I'm trying to talk on the whatever the heck it is. I guess it's the Sheboygan computer. Good morning.
Morning, sir. Yeah, I'm hitting the 1-1 out of Mackinac City, driving south towards St. Ignace right now. How are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm heading north, just passed through Mancelona. Going through the kitchen farm potato fields here right now. Yeah, the new Tatosky link radio reaches out pretty far, and it's kind of overlapping with Sheboygan and the Petoskey repeater, although I think Petoskey repeater's down.
I know the one on Stutzmanville Road is down. They pulled that off of there. It's now on Krause Road.
I helped, I'm in bad on names this morning. I helped put that in over in Petoskey, but it's not receiving or transmitting anything right now, so I don't know. I thought they were working on it, or they were going to try to fix it last weekend, but I haven't heard anything about it, but it seems to be down. That's the 1-9, I think, right?
I think you're right on that. I believe, if I remember correctly, because I was talking to Drake, he wasn't going to make it to the meeting on Saturday, but they were going to do some work up there at Krause Road. So I guess I didn't know it was down, though, as near to his routine maintenance. Some of those sites are, they need some work.
Yeah, that site was actually in pretty good shape, something must have happened. It's totally dead. I'm well within range, and it doesn't answer back at all. Yeah, I added the 2-6 down in Traverse City to my radio, and it's interesting. It reaches out with a really weak signal, and I don't know why my radio will pick it up over the Sheboygan repeater, which I think is the 7-4. Hang tight. Yeah, I'm talking on the 7-4 right now, so. But if I leave my radio in scan, I still pick up the 2-6, or the 2-8 2-6 in Traverse City, so. It's really weird, anyway. So, sorry about that. I get the Foundry Insight here, so which way are you heading? I'm sorry.
I'm heading south from Skinross, halfway between Sault Ste. Marie and St. Ignace. Just getting close to St. Ignace now. That's where I work.
Oh, yeah, I think we've talked before. Sorry I got sidetracked on all the radio stuff. It's just been doing some odd things lately. Even the cell service has been strange lately. I don't know what the heck is going on. Maybe it's the super moon, huh? I don't know. Crazy. You have to work at the hospital, if I remember right. Is that true?
Yep, that is correct. And yeah, cell phones have been kind of weird lately. Same with internet. I think there's some bugs that are working out of the system, at least up on our side. Our cell towers, I think most of them go through PFN, I don't know what's going on, but there's definitely something going on. We've had a lot of random issues. AT&T's been down a couple times up this way. hopefully they get it resolved. Even my home internet, which I don't use AT&T or PFS, I just use Spectrum or Charter, whatever they are now. But it's been up and down every now and then, and some slow speed, so no idea what's going on, but there's definitely something going on.
Yeah, yesterday on the way home, I tried to call my wife, and my phone signal instead of bars or LTE was displaying SOS. So, go figure that.
Yeah, I think hopefully they'll be doing some upgrades or something. Cause I don't know if we just, as an area, have used more than what they're able to handle. Or if they're just, you know, getting up there and aid some of the stuff. But with all the grant money and stuff that the government gives them to keep everything going and the money they make off of us, on top of it, you know, you think they'd keep things working and have the extra capacity?
Well, it's not their busy season. Most of the tourists are gone. A lot of the summer folks are gone, so I don't think it's the busy season. Hopefully they're upgrading to 5G or something, but it's really odd how we're losing our cell service. You'd think they would keep the LTE live and then pull the 5G in on top of it, then turn it down or something. But it's weird. I tried to put a call into Verizon this morning, but I got their automated knucklehead attendant thing, so maybe I'll try them later if I have a chance to think about it. I'm just curious. Hearing that they're having problems too makes me feel better about my device, so probably something they're playing with.
Yeah, it's possible, because I know they've been running a lot more fiber with all the government grants, because they're paying to get fiber to all these rural areas, which is nice, you know, better speed, stuff like that, but I wonder if maybe something just isn't ready, you know, something down the line or something like that that needs to be upgraded or whatnot, or it's going to support all the extra stuff being added on. But I hear you, you know, it's also not tourist time anymore, so we don't have as much traffic or anything like that, so I'm not having cell phones in the network up here. But they've added a lot more stuff with random things. I know a lot of people are going to home internet via cell, just because it's easier. And I know even like Charter, Spectrum, whatever they are, if you get one of their newer cable boxes, it's not really cable anymore. It connects in to your Wi-Fi, and basically it's just a streaming box that they stream out of. So everything's kind of gone to modern age with a lot of that stuff, which is great, don't get me wrong. I'm all for it. I work in IT, so I definitely see the benefits of it, but, you know, I wonder if our infrastructure is not ready for everything yet.
Oh, yeah, I hear you. I am starting to lose you, or I'm starting to lose the 7-4, I'm gonna let you go so you don't have to put up with bad service here. So, in any case, you have a wonderful day at work today, and we will try to catch you next time. 73, KI7, UMD Mobile.
Yeah, you're starting to come in a little choppy. I just got to work, so, yeah. Thank you, and you have a great one as well. 73, KE8UFF, clear.
And 8YSS in the mobile monitoring. Anybody out there?
And 8YS Mobile.
Top-notch, but, yeah, not anymore.
Stand by. I'm getting a phone call from the boss. I'll be right back.
Good and quick. How's it going today? I'm not sure where you're at, but yeah, you're... The first time you come in there, I heard you, no problem, but now you've got noise and static in there with you.
Yeah, I just dropped in Elk Rapids. I'm now north of Elk Rapids, so it shouldn't be too bad now. It might be a little rocky, I don't know. My machine's got some machine problems. It's got a variable frequency drive exhaust fan about 6 feet away from the antenna. So I got to move the antenna up and over away from it. I just got to find the time to do it. So I'm headed up to Charlotte Boy today to do a PM on a multi-site capacity, or no, single-site capacity plus turbo system.
There you go. Well, keep you busy by the sounds of it. I'm on my way to Midland to pick up a load to go to Brighton today. So I was in St. Charles and got a load of pals, took them to Bay City, and now I'm on my way to Midland to Brighton. It's going to be another beautiful day for a ride.
Yippee doodah or something, I don't know, something like that. Good deal. Yep, I get to go to the top of a silo at the cement. And from what I've gathered, it's going to be full of dust. I gotta bring a vacuum up there, so if that tells you anything.
Yeah. Been there, done that. A few sites like that. That's what you gotta deal with, I guess. I didn't hear the city you were going to.
I'm headed to Charlevoix.
Oh, gotcha. I can kinda probably guess where you're going then. Yeah, so I got a few sites like that. As long as the rodents stay out, that's a big thing too. Keep the mice out, build the nests, and one site, burn site there, I went there and it was crazy. It had glass doors on it and you could look in and see the mice running around building the nests. It's like, man. It was bad. They had everything stuffed full of stuff.
Oh, that's no fun. Did you ever see snakes? Remember that when our stuff was at Scott, at the old stuff tower, found skins on the floor.
Yeah, I missed what you said was on the floor. And yeah, you know, I like the two post racks for ease of working on stuff, but man, I sure like the cabinets where you can close the doors and keep the rodents out.
Yeah, have you seen snakes?
Yeah, the two posts are easier to work on stuff, but man, something to be said about being able to close it up. And I know you're not always going to keep the rodents out, but you can make a pretty good attempt at keeping the mice out by doing certain stuff.
And the company phone's ringing again, so I gotta bounce again. I didn't do it.
KVSWR, you're just starting to get better, too. KVSWR?
NACOH, mobile.
Oh, that's a lot better.
Yeah, also when you go up a hill, that's pretty tall.
Yeah, I'd be going to the office and get checked in, and I've got to go through security here to get in the gate.
Yeah, the repeater dropped off real hard there. I didn't catch a whole lot of that. Yeah, I'll have to try it later. It's still not great. Anyway.
Alpha Charlie, still listening.
Nah, sorry, I was just dealing with security, trying to get in the plant here. KVSWR. KVSWR. KBD SWR.
Roger, copy that. This is Kilo Echo 8. Here, Echo Victor in East Calwas. Anybody copy? Transmission. Roger that. Good conditions down here. Yeah, Mother Nature's helping us out on the 2-meter band, East Calwas. Usually don't hear this repeater, but yeah, TV monitoring.
KI7 QMD Mobile listening on 6.